Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang.
Video Game Bang.
Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
Shot during the day?
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. When I was flat broke, man, we couldn't picture this. When you are listening to the Video Game Bang, and if you don't know, now you know. Hear that? That is the sound of Video Game Bang being back after a super busy weekend at SAC Anime. We had such a good time. I cannot describe how awesome it was. We talked about it on the weekend show. We had a full, complete recap, but of course we're going to be talking about it again today. But before we get to that and much, much more, let me introduce to you my co-host, my good friend, Aaron Carter.
What's up, everybody?
How you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing quite well. Doing quite well.
You seem very motivated. You got the video from the convention almost, like, edited already.
Yeah. I wish I had... like just a full, like if this was a full time job type of thing, I can sit and flip one out, you know, maybe 2 days.
Maybe if we did this for a living?
Yeah, if we did this. Yeah. I mean, we do this for a living, but we don't get paid for this. So
I think I'm going to look into that because that's one of the things I said during the show. I was like, yeah, we don't get paid for this, but we do this for a living.
Yes.
I think that makes sense. A lot of people do stuff for a living, but don't, like, they're still like bums, you know? Does a hobo scrounge for food for a living?
Yeah. He needs to live or he wouldn't scrounge.
I'm trying to say I would be dead if it weren't for this podcast. This podcast
would
saved
you?
My life.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
We'll talk about that more on the E True Hollywood Story. But before that,
that sounds like it's going, yeah.
We're gonna go to David Webb. How you doing, Webhead?
I am good, sir. How are you?
I'm good. Do you like my new pet name for you?
Webhead?
Webhead.
Sure.
That's a new
No one's ever called him that
before.
Okay.
Yep. Brand
just
new. I like it.
Invented it.
Good
yep.
Lord.
You did.
And joining us, she's back. And it says Web on her camera. If you're watching the stream, fix it. So it says she's Web, but no, she is actually Jessica the Maid of Might.
I'm Web today, though. I can hang it. Wait. I brought my Web glasses and everything.
There it is.
Jessica, why?
Now I'm Web.
And see, that was the other tough part. Because what if I had no glasses? We're talking about the...
Then you make them out of paper.
No, that's
like
just...
the other guy did.
We're talking about the Web Face Challenge.
Glasses.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I happen to have these.
You just happen to have... I'm a cosplayer. I just happen to have props somewhere for something. Yeah.
I
don't know. Like I said in my post, I'm automatically disqualified as being black. I couldn't whiten myself up. Sorry.
Dude, it's...
No, you could.
It's
you
David Webb cosplay.
No, I'm not white-facing
you
it.
Can
that's
white-face.
Racist. That's racist.
I can't
nope,
Aaron.
That's
if
racist.
We did an Aaron contest.
All mimes are racist. All
no, they're
them.
French.
The French are inherently racist, yes.
That's true, they are.
Yeah.
I feel like that's racist.
They're French. What are they going to do?
Yeah, what are they going to do?
They just lie down all the time.
And they eat snails.
Well, let's not say that.
I mean, French fries are great.
They just had a tragedy. Let's not say that.
Did they really?
Yes.
Oh, I mean, a while ago, but it's still relevant.
Yeah.
I meant in wars.
Okay. They just lay down. All right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, let's move on.
Yes, let's definitely.
If you guys are not aware, we've been doing the Web Face Challenge on social media. There's still a little bit of time to get involved. If you want to, go to our Instagram. Upload a picture of yourself doing your best David Webb impersonation. Webb has a look, and it's why I was going through Instagram one morning, and I look and I see like 3 or 4 images a row of Webb with the same look on his face, holding one of his like basic bitch things. Like,
good lord!
Wow.
Well, no, I mean, if there was, is there a male equivalent of a basic bitch?
Hipster.
Hipster. Is that it?
I don't know. When I was putting together my Webb look, I thought very hipstery.
Yeah.
Like, I got an old school Marvel shirt. I got my hipster glasses. I would have gone to Starbucks if I had time.
But, you know, he's got like a Starbucks, and then it's what? Like a lips, like where he pushes his lips to one side of the face. I'm trying to describe
it. You're smirk.
You're really going into detail about his mouth there.
Well, this is a podcast.
He's
describe what things look like.
Understandable, but you know, in the nature of his mouth, a lot more.
You could just say smirk. And people yeah, you could say smirk. Means.
Yeah, that's just one word that
I'm not familiar with that terminology. What does
like
that mean?
Like the crisp on his lips it's just like a little, glistened off of the
smirk.
Side.
Oh, half smile. Oh, smirk. Like, mm. Smirk, the little
cheeky
like,
smile.
Okay, like the little blue guys on the cartoon.
I got a question for you, Webb. I got a question for you, Webb.
Talk to me.
What are you drinking at Starbucks?
Oh, I'm drinking cold brew. Jesus.
It's a cold brew with vanilla and I think like cream.
Yeah,
as well, right?
Vanilla sweet cream.
Because okay. At first, that's what I thought. Go for what Webb's drinking. Maybe that'll put me in the Webb mindset. But I only drink one thing at
what do you
tea?
Drink?
I drink the black mango lemonade.
Ooh, what about, what if they, yeah, I was going to say, what about yeah. when they discontinue mango?
It sucks.
Then you go peach? They discontinue peach and you go like blueberry?
I don't even go in there after that.
Like, I'm done.
Yeah.
It's like the pumpkin spice of Aaron Carter.
Yeah. I have a friend who's waiting on that. And I said,
pumpkin
well,
spice?
The pumpkin spice to come back?
It's not amazing.
It's already back.
Oh, is it already back?
Yeah,
back?
No, it's already back. Okay. It's not, I don't know, it's so sweet to me. I used to work at Starbucks for a good portion of my life. And, like, pumpkin spice is this, like, thick, like, chemically orange goo that they stir into espresso, and it does not look natural at all.
Wonder what Oblivion's going to do.
Like, a year.
Like, I like the pumpkin spice lattes from, like, little, like, indie shops. Hipster.
Yeah.
That are actual spices and things.
Right. Not, like, they drink, not this, yellow like, number seven
orange,
liquefied.
Well, they're like, a conglomerate now. They're orange. The McDonald's of coffee.
Don't you say that.
Yeah, they are.
They're way more expensive than McDonald's.
Yeah, because McDonald's has coffee.
Yeah, McDonald's is the McDonald's of coffee. Yeah. If I'm like, I really need coffee? A cup of coffee right now, and I need it for a dollar, I go to McDonald's.
$1 coffee.
Desperate.
I'll find change and get more dollars together.
I'll find change and move on.
But I'm a tea drinker, and I brew a lot of
we're
tea
not
at
even
home.
Live. So the podcast is live, but we are not online.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
And this doesn't make any sense because it says Video Game Bang Twitch.
YouTube shut us down. We were too R-rated again.
It's because I said butts too often.
Oh,
anime,
Jessica.
You know what? I have not watched anybody's little videos on the YouTube censorship yet.
Oh, what is that?
It's a big deal.
It's a huge deal. They're taking people's videos down and
for saying butts and stuff?
Yeah, a little more raunchy. Because
I said
butts.
The F word in my last Twitch stream on accident.
No, like, Twitch, not Twitch, fine.
One of them was like 10 fruits that looked like a penis.
Oh, because they have like I have watched these videos, the ones where it's like drawings and you have to like they start with something that looks really dirty and then they turn it into like a clown or something stupid. Like I wonder if that would count.
I read an article about it and I guess the policy itself is not new.
They're just reinforcing
they're
it
just
hardcore now.
They're just enforcing it hardcore and the emails that creators are getting are new. Because before, your video would just be demonetized and you wouldn't know. Hmm. Now you're getting a notification, hey, BT Dubs.
Which you should notify someone if you're going to, like, screw with their videos and stuff.
Yeah.
But so who's the big one? What's his name again? I'm always blanking on it.
Something Green?
No. No. This is the big guy who's...
PewDiePie.
No, not even him.
No, I know who you're talking about. I just can't think. Philip DeFranco.
Philip DeFranco.
I love him. What's wrong with him?
Nothing's wrong with him.
Nothing's wrong with it. He's just getting his stuff hit. Because he talks about everything.
Yeah, like, no, and that's why I watch him. Because, like I've said before, I get my news from him. Not
he tells it like it is. Everybody who is at Sec Anime, if you're Sacramento local, thank you so much for the support that you gave us. The show went without a hitch. I think the live show was one of our best.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't hurt the fact that voice actor extraordinaire Roger Craig Smith just decided to pop in, you know, about 15 minutes in.
No knock against him at all, but... We did pack the house before he showed up.
Yeah, he didn't have to do too much of the work, but that was like you talk about the cherry on top
of
the ice cream sundae.
Oh,
no, certainly.
Yeah, it was.
Like, but I feel like we did pretty good on our own.
Totally.
So if we were the ice cream sundae and he was the cherry.
Yeah.
Ooh, what would I be?
You were the sprinkles.
I'm the vanilla.
Sprinkles. Aaron's the chocolate fudge.
Wow.
That's extremely racist.
I was clearly the white chocolate then.
The white chocolate.
Who puts
and I'm just
white
putting...
chocolate on
I mean,
somebody
that sounds
who wants
awesome.
To kill Webb?
He's the cookie dough.
No, I'm the thing that that some people with good taste like, but most people don't. So I'd be like the coconut.
Oh.
Exactly.
You're the one that ruins things.
Exactly. I do. I have a history of ruining things, yes.
Imagine.
I would just be the vanilla ice cream.
Craig Smith walking in the door right now.
I know.
He's like, hey!
This is my summer tan. You guys, I'm not joking. I wore like tank tops all summer.
I went tanning today. This is how it came out.
Yeah, no, I don't tan. I burn and then I peel to whiter than I was before.
Aaron, you were saying?
Oh, no, because I don't know. I don't know why I imagine, like, well, he's got nothing else to do, and he just keeps following us everywhere we go. He's walking in the door. Hey, guys, we're doing a show today? I'm like, hey, it's Roger Craig Smith, everybody.
He's here.
The dude was solid.
This is my
he's
job.
He's really nice.
He was so nice.
He's awesome.
His answers are good.
His answers were super good.
And genuine, too. When he said virtual tennis on the Dreamcast.
Yeah.
That's something you don't lie about.
Yeah, the audience kind of cringed a little, but then he was like, hell yeah, me and my boys.
Yeah.
All day.
What's he got to lose? He's Sonic the Hedgehog. Exactly. He's Chris Redfield. He's Enzio. Like, he's been there, done that. He's Batman.
Yeah.
Good Lord, he's Batman. So, he was amazing, dude. Thank him. I can't thank him enough. He kind of left abruptly, so I've went and followed up with him the next day. I was like, did we offend you or was everything cool? Because I'm always just hypersensitive.
Was that Elsa question?
It might have been the Elsa question.
It wasn't that.
But no, he was totally cool. He was like, hey, it was your thing. I didn't really want to detract. And then he ended up signing my coin. So when we went to the Sonic party, we got these awesome 25th anniversary Sonic coins.
Is he like the legit, like from the beginning of time Sonic voice?
Well, at the beginning of time, there was no voice because it was like Sega. Okay. But then the first cartoon, it was Jaleel White, was a.k.a. Urkel.
Yeah. That's when he wanted freaking chili dogs and stuff like that.
And then in the modern age, it's Roger Craig Smith. So he signed my coin, and it was super cool. Thank you to Roger Craig Smith for making this boy's dream come true. Because I was a Sonic kid. Aaron, were you a Mario kid or a Sonic kid?
I like Shadow.
Shadow?
Probably, Shadow I would probably say Sonic as well, yeah.
I was definitely a Sonic guy. Yeah. Webb, did you? You were Mario?
Yeah, I was definitely Mario. Princess Peach all the way.
I remember the commercials
Luigi.
Sega does when Nintendo don't. Do you remember
those
commercials?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Snap.
That's video game shade there, right there. That's what that is.
That was the earliest degree.
I don't think Japanese Nintendo fans were like, what is that? I don't even get it.
No, they were.
Are we offended? Oh, yeah. And they killed Sega. Yeah, they killed Sega
they
later. Yeah,
yeah. And they're like, we're putting your little rat in our Smash Brothers
exactly.
game, and we're gonna make him super weak. Actually, Sonic was okay for a little while. But if you guys are in chat, I want to know what you guys think. Were you Sonic kids or were you Mario kids? And I think it'll be really telling because so far, me, Aaron, and LB in chat were all into Sonic, and we are pretty much the cool ones here.
Well,
and then we got these two.
awesome taste. I mean, Mario is so versatile. Like Mario Kart, Super Mario.
Sonic Kart.
But what's your favorite? What's your favorite Mario? Actual, like just Mario side scrolling or 3D? It could be.
It's got to be Mario Party 8.
Okay, that's a good choice.
I mean, traditional Mario.
Like Mario. Probably just regular.
Just regular old school number one.
Web? Mario Brothers 3.
Three? That's a common one. I hear a lot of people. Three, yeah.
For me, if I was playing with you, you know, if I was playing into your guys' sick little Mario game. No, I didn't really play a lot of Mario, but it was Super Mario World for me.
Super Mario
World. Okay. Super Nintendo?
Yeah, the Super Nintendo with the cape and all that. I love that one.
Mine was two.
It took me a while to get used to the Wii. I was like, this is so intense. And then finally I was like, all right, this is cool.
I didn't like Mario Galaxy. I played it on the Wii in Target.
I really like Mario Kart on the Wii though. That's really fun.
That's
like there's
fun.
Nothing like the classic, but the Wii one is really fun because I love the different options, like the motorcycle. Being a motorcycle rider myself.
I like the Super Smash on the N64 and I like the Mario Kart on the N64 the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got good memories of both. But when you were a Sonic fan as a kid and that was your primary one, you really didn't have much to celebrate like once in your teenage to adult years.
Because
he kind of was a flash in the pan. You really remember Sonic 2 as being like the best. Sonic and Knuckles was really good.
Sonic 2 was definitely the best one.
Sonic 2
was
the best.
Because that was co-op with Tails
Shadow,
and everything.
Did Shadow show up in the GameCube? Was that his first appearance?
Shadow?
Yeah, I think. Well, Dreamcast. No,
I think he was GameCube.
I think he was Game. Yeah. Whatever that.
So I remember playing that game. Sonic game with Shadow in it. I remember playing that.
Shadow.
It was so. He feels so out of place whenever he has guns.
Shadow? Yeah. Shadow has guns?
Shadow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was the original Reaper.
He is Reaper. Die, that's what he evolved into.
Die. Yeah.
We didn't get this out of the way, too. Thank you to our sponsors, Antlion Audio. They came through for us big this last weekend. They provided the grand prize, which was, of course, a mod mic, which is their marquee product, and some really nice studio headphones. We awarded it to the guy who had the best question of the con.
Which was hard to pick.
It was super hard to pick. Usually we get like one little kid who's freaking adorable and everyone just goes, "Oh, let's give it to him." But this time we had to choose. The adults threw down and we chose a winner. And do you remember the questionnaire?
There was no lull in questions either. No. Like there were so many questions. Like hands were up like when we were leaving out the door.
That's why I wish we had that microphone. That was the first time any con that we've done that there really wasn't a microphone for people to come up and talk to.
My favorite was people had their hands up for so long they had to use one hand to prop up their other hand. And it was just this white, dead, walking dead thing.
People were so like intense though. I had to be like, okay, you've said like three questions. You've said like two. We need to like move on.
The four of us would start fighting. It was the gray shirt. No, blue shirt's next. No, Nightwing in the back.
Green arm. There was one girl with the green arm.
Oh, yeah.
I just kept seeing her.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so cool. So thank you to Antlion for sponsoring that event. Like, that's a really legit prize to walk away with. Usually you go to a con and you have to pay a bunch of money. That kid got his money's worth and then some. So big thank you to Antlion. We love them. And then, of course, Oblivion Comics and Coffee, our latest sponsor. They're going through the process where they're going to have their shop up by the end of the year, hopefully. Nice. And we're hoping to bring a very similar type show that we did at Sac Anime monthly to Oblivion Comics and Coffee. So hopefully once per month we'll get it set up to where we're doing the live show, more of like interaction, trivia, like it'll be a party. You come to the VGB events and they're more like parties. We try not to sit there and talk at you. We like to make you guys like the star.
Like as, to make you talk to us.
As a convention goer and like having done panels and stuff before and also having been on panels before, that was the most fun I've ever had because we didn't have like these are the topics we're discussing.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It was so interactive and I think that's why the crowd really responded to it.
Well, see, the thing is we don't have friends outside of this. So we have these things so people are forced to talk to us.
Well, look what we were pit up against too. Like every convention, it's like a challenge. They always pit us up against like last time it was
it's always the costume the it cosplay, was the cosplay contest.
Costume contest last year and we still like had
it was
a lot
the fashion show the fashion show was happening
fashion. Yeah, the fashion show was going down.
We went head to head with the fashion show and a Cowboy Bebop reunion. Like it was those three things.
We still had the room packed.
We packed our room.
People were sitting on the sides without chairs.
Yeah,
it was awesome. It was really cool. So I want to thank everyone who helped make it a success. And that's what I'm petitioning. I'm like, next year VGB gets the bigger room
because main stage.
We can handle it.
Next year we have the vendors clear out and we get exhibit hall.
Just do the exhibit hall.
Yeah.
I like the way you think, Webb.
Well, the thing is people like free stuff.
They do.
Yeah.
They like free stuff.
They
like trying to stump us with questions.
I noticed
that. They're trying to like get our goat.
I really like when they try that deep cut. Well, in the game Adventure on the Atari, how did you guys like that one?
How did you like the second level?
After second the level third checkpoint. Boss? What was the gem on the back of his head?
Blue.
Yeah.
And then you guys just freaking pelt them with gifts in the face is what
I did. I did peg a guy
What's
in the face.
What's the heaviest gift we have? Because I'm throwing it at that guy.
A rock, actually.
Yeah, we had a rock. Signed. We haven't given it away yet.
Yeah, we'll work on it. So we have... That brings us to this week's
That brings us to this week.
No, I can't even do it. I don't know why. So that brings us to this week's video game Bang... Brain.
Wow. Brain. You got bang. Bang. You got brain. Read the notes.
Okay.
Sound it out.
Brain bang.
Boom. There
Use your brain.
First try.
This is our contest we just started doing. It's not even a contest. We just do it for fun. It's on our Twitter. So if you have a Twitter, go to @videogamebang and give us a follow there. And we ask a question every week and we just kind of discuss the results. We each pit one of our questions up and we see who is the voice of the people. And this week the question was, which childhood cartoon should get a 2017 reboot? And I was pretty surprised by the results here.
I bet we got a bunch of write-ins.
We did. We actually did. So with 12% of the vote was Other. and
that was my favorite childhood cartoon, Billy.
Yeah.
The others, it was good. Yeah,
the others were good.
We got some good write-ins. Rescue Rangers was one, which completely no one talked about when we came up with the question. Rescue Rangers.
Good video game as well.
Yeah. And a great theme song.
Yeah.
All Real Monsters.
Very really terrible video game as well.
Did they
had a video game.
Oh, God.
It was bad.
You don't know about it because it was terrible.
Doug, someone said. Doug's a classic. Leave it alone.
Because
they've already rebooted it.
When they rebooted it on the Disney Channel, it sucked.
No, that was a continuation.
No, don't give me that.
No,
I will not acknowledge that. I will not. That's like saying the ninth season of Scrubs was a continuation.
I remember when they rebooted or they continued Rugrats and they were like all grown up.
Oh.
That was terrible.
Yeah, All Grown Ups, I wouldn't even call it. It's hard to call that a continuation, even though it is. It literally is.
It's the epitome of a continuation.
Yeah, it's the epitome because they're just all grown up. But, like, I feel like that was another
What happened to that is what I'm afraid would happen to Doug. Like, I want to remember Doug from the 90s.
I mean, what can you do
up
with Doug? Like, he already looks like a 30-year-old man. Like,
you actually make him a 30-year-old man this time. 30-year-old
man? Yeah, maybe if Doug is the dad.
I want to see that, like, produced by Zach Braff or something.
That's probably what would happen.
I want to remember Doug as a child of the era that he came from. Like, if they made him now, he'd be a little bitch, and he'd be on his phone all the time, and he'd be playing.
He, though? He'd probably just be extra, extra, extra nerdy, because everyone else would be doing that.
I don't know.
I'm like here with my dog.
He probably wouldn't have a phone. He read comic books all the time. And
Quail Man.
And pined off of
I must say, Quail
condiments.
Man. Quail Man is definitely like the number one cosplay at conventions. Like there are always like five Quail Mans because it's so easy.
Seen a Quail
You've
Man.
Never
what?
Seen
Dude.
One?
I've seen a lot
never
of Quail Man.
There's a lot of Quail
There's
Man
a lot.
There.
It's just underwear over your pants
were
and
they,
the belt around your
were
head.
Were there any
underwear
at Sac
over khakis? Yeah.
Yep.
Anywhere?
I saw one.
I don't remember at Sac Anime. There was one at Stockton Con.
Was there?
Yep.
Yeah, it's easy.
Let's see. Number 15. 15% of the votes went to Aaron's Gargoyles.
Gargoyles.
Only
15%. Yeah, I would have thought that one would have won.
I would have thought it would do better, but I think the world is just really into comedy cartoons.
But you know why I think that one didn't do that well and doesn't need a reboot? Because it had a good, like, ending episode. Like, it closed.
Leave it alone.
It closed. Yeah, it actually had closure. So, because whenever when I thought about my choice, I was like, you know what? It actually ended to where you could just be like, all right.
Leave Gargoyles alone.
I don't
Leave
remember.
Alone.
What cartoon do you remember actually had a season or series finale?
None of them.
They're usually like really optimistic they're going to get
picked up for another season. So they just kind of keep going. And
they'll like wrap up with a movie, if anything.
Yeah. So Gargoyles had that definitive boom. This is how we ended. And like, I remember seeing that, like, being like, wow, that wrapped up everything. Like, there's no questions. And then being like, damn. There's nothing else.
The curse is broken. They weren't gargoyles anymore.
They stayed gargoyles, but they were exposed to the city as, you know, like now. And it's crazy.
So the city knows who they were then?
Yeah, the city knows who they are now. Like it before, and it's crazy because they've never seen a show go that many seasons and the superheroes keep their secret identity kind of throughout the whole thing. And then at the end now, they like saved a train or something like that, and everybody saw, oh, gargoyles live among us and they protect us. So they became the new protectors of the city.
See, I think I would have liked it if like the curse had been broken and they could like live normal lives. That would have been kind of cool, actually.
Oh, and not sleep. Wait, what curse
turn
though?
Into stone?
No,
I don't know. They
turned into stone regardless.
Okay,
because Webb
said curse.
Yeah, no, the curse was they were.
I pulled okay. out of my ass.
The curse was they stayed stone for all that long time, and then the curse was broken. That's what started the series again.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, no, yeah, they were fine.
You go back and rewatch
it. Wasn't that the first, like, really major cartoon mixed race couple?
Mixed species couple.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, no. The main character, she was mixed. She was, like, she was African and Native American.
That's right.
So, yeah, it mixed, yeah.
Let's see. Number 34%. Man, I'm fucked up. I don't know what's going on with me today.
You need some Starbucks. You need a pumpkin spice latte.
Give me a fucking
hashtag
pumpkin
PSL.
Spice. Yeah.
Hashtag PSL. Stop. Shoot me now.
I'm such a basic bitch right now. I am such a basic bitch. No. With 34% of the vote was my choice, Rocko's Modern Life.
Does that mean?
That
mine
that
won?
That means with 39% of the vote.
Well, number 39.
Dexter's Laboratory.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
I'm surprised too, honestly. I thought that was going to be Gargoyles.
But Dexter spawned a lot of good stuff. Monkey.
Oh, yeah.
The superhero one. Action Hank. Yeah, it
Big
spawned.
Bang Theory.
That's how you can tell a good a good cartoon if it spawns other, you know, so even a good TV show if it spawns.
I was definitely into that cartoon era. Like, yeah. I watched that way more than I watched Nickelodeon. So I was into the Ed, Edd n Eddy, Cow and Chicken, Courage and Cowardly Dog.
That's crazy. That was all tests. Really? All those were just tests for you to say, what do you like? Do you like all these or, you know, and whatever won out.
That's true because it was a bunch of random stuff. Super crazy
cartoon. There was another one called What a Cartoon. They were all just tests by the network, throwing out a whole bunch of them to see.
I like them both. I like Nickelodeon and Cartoon Network equally, I feel.
Yeah.
Like, when there was a show I didn't like on Cartoon Network, I'd change right to Nickelodeon, you know? Yeah.
Nintendo had it. Not Nintendo.
Yeah, Nintendo did have some good cartoons.
ESL,
some
great telling cartoons. You.
That Mario cartoon.
BGB would be right there. The best. You go get Corey some
coffee.
No, Nickelodeon had its heyday, too.
Yeah.
Like, with, like, the era of Rugrats and...
Slime. All that.
All Kids' Choice that, Awards.
Yeah. Good Lord. It was all that.
Oh, my
it
God. Was. Yes. At Comic-Con, they had like an All That reunion.
Yeah, they did.
And I was like, oh, my God.
Was Keenan there?
Keenan. Yeah, Keenan was there.
No way.
Kel was not, but Keenan was, I want to say. Kel wasn't in all that, though.
They both were.
Was
Keenan and Kel.
I thought Keenan and Kel just had their own show.
They were all that.
They started in All That, and then they had their own show.
Lori Beth Denberg was all that.
Yes. She definitely was all that.
No matter how tired I am, I will always remember Lori Beth Denberg.
I wonder if Kel can't go to that because he's on Disney now.
So hot.
He's in Disney now?
Yeah, he is.
He plays
some dad of a...
I was going to say, he's got to be a dad. He's probably a dad.
No, he plays a teenager.
He still plays Kel. Yeah.
He walks in with orange soda all the time.
Yeah, no, he...
He's like a dad of a kid on
I
the
think,
show.
I think my favorite episode was when they were on that, like, new couples game show, and he changed to Kelly, and, like, the question was, what's your favorite soda? And it's... He was going to say orange soda, and Keenan was like, it's orange soda. And he's like, Kelly likes root beer. That was my favorite. Kelly likes root
beer. That's even funny now.
I think the Thanksgiving episode, I always laugh. They played the same one every year, and I thought it was the funniest thing.
They couldn't come up with a new one.
Kel gets his hand stuck in the turkey.
Yeah, I remember that.
And Keenan's dad gets all pissed, and that was awesome.
Let's move on to some video game news, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to pass it on down to Webville. What's up?
That's the worst one yet.
Is it? I thought that was the worst one yet.
So good.
There were some worse ones.
Were there? Oh, no.
Or down there, I guess. I'm going to start it off with Sonic Mania, since we were just talking about Sonic.
What's up?
So PAX West 2016, Sonic Mania got a little bit more screen time. Corey and I saw that announced during...
we were heavily intoxicated, though.
I wasn't so much, but you and the wives were.
I was very intoxicated, yep.
I had to watch you through.
You were like, there's Sonic. I can't drink alcohol right now. I need to pay attention.
I need to lock eyes with Sonic right now. So Sonic Mania, if you don't know what it is, it's basically a new iteration of the Sonic game, but it's made in the classic 2D style. So we're going to get all the classic levels, and we're going to get some new levels, but they're done in the 2D style.
As God intended, yes.
Yes.
I don't know why they tried to go Super Mario and 3D it up, but go ahead,
So we're going to get levels from original Sonic, Sonic the Hedgehog 2, Sonic CD, Sonic the Hedgehog 3, and Knuckles, and they've been slightly remixed. So, like, for example, you might see elements from Sonic 3 in the original Green Hill Zone.
But they
all retain the classic Sonic flavor. They also have new levels. So, like, there's one in it's called Studiopolis. So it's in a TV station, but you still jump off the classic Sonic bumpers and springs. You warp around TV satellite dishes, and you fight off enemies shooting film strips.
The levels never had anything to do with the storyline.
No.
They were just always...
They were just random.
I must say, I was really heartbroken when I found out that Tails was a boy. I thought Tails was a girl for the longest
time. Really?
Yeah.
Miles Tails, huh?
Because I didn't watch the cartoon or anything. I think it was when I watched the cartoon that I was like, Tails is a boy.
Tails is a boy?
Yeah. He's definitely Tails.
Tails is a boy.
Yeah.
But they have girl characters. That. They have.
Yeah, I know, but none of them are as cool as Tails. Tails is still my favorite.
Daisy, really?
Daisy?
Yeah. He's merging worlds.
You know, I love the music from Sonic. Sonic, the composition is so brilliant. Like, from the casino levels.
The casino level is
so sleazy.
Yeah.
Bum, 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 bum. bum, 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 bum. Yeah. And then it's just that's like, so. It's like so dirty. It should have been in the cantinas on Star Wars. Like it was that
kind of sound like that's what you were going for.
Yeah. And then you can like gamble. I would spend so much time.
Oh, everybody. Yeah. Everybody gambled. And, yeah.
Until it would kick you out. Like it would literally be like, okay, you've gambled enough. You've lost all your coins. Get the fuck out of here.
We can't be a habit forming video game.
It was totally. That's where I learned how to gamble.
To gambling.
It was slots and I loved it. I remember. Sluts. Oh, man. Loved it, and that
was Rouge.
Yeah, the announcement that they did at that Sonic party, so good. They're doing kind of like what they should have done forever ago. Like even the NES remix. Have you guys played that yet?
I have not.
The handheld.
No.
So fun. Like basically, they just took all their classic IPs, their Kirby's, their Mario, Donkey Kong.
Oh yeah, I've seen it.
All together, and then they just like shuffled them up. So yeah. And sometimes you're playing as Kirby, like on a Punch Out level or something. Like they just
that's awesome.
It stayed true to the original gameplay mechanics, and there's a lot of unlockables and stuff.
Yeah.
That is money, and I'm so glad that they're going back to the original recipe. Don't 3D
don't,
it up.
Yeah, don't. It's better. Sonic is made for a 2D platformer.
What
yes.
if
what
you got a VR version of Sonic?
Nope.
And you were the hedgehog?
Nope.
Motion sickness?
You yeah. should be in marketing.
Vomit.
You should be in marketing.
Vomit.
Picture this, guys. Sonic VR.
You are you the hedgehog.
Are the hedgehog.
Writers, take it over. I'm out.
Before we get to the next story, I got to give a shout out to chat right now. We have two VGB legends in our chat, and it is Mr. Howard 123 and Hollow Monkey.
Hollow Monkey
in chat wow. together. Those
Where's
are
Hollow Monkey been?
Those are OG video games.
Like I took followers. A hiatus from you guys.
VGB OG.
You know you have to take a hiatus even from things you like. I love podcasts, and I'll take a long time off, and then I'll come back and catch up. But Hollow Monkey won, I think, our first contest when we were like we did contests before, and always our friends would win. And finally, we put a contest in, like, and then someone from the outside. And I remember the time we were all sitting around the table. Do you know this guy? Aaron, do you know this guy? No, you don't.
This is one of the first. Yeah.
We got a fan.
Was that the one? Was that
it's
the one?
Not
where,
my mom.
Was that the one where we thought that I won? Because it's before I was a part of the show.
It's definitely before you were part of the show.
And I think we thought I won. And it was like, oh wait, we checked the timestamp and actually Hollow
yes,
Monkey won.
You
yeah,
you tried to snatch it from him.
Yeah, I did.
So Hollow Monkey, VGB legend, won our very first like real giveaway. And then Mr. Howard has been around for almost just as long. He's one of the other vocal ones who sent us a message saying, I work on the oil rigs and podcast gets me through the day. And then he became my sensei when it came to Street Fighter. So a lot of history in the chat right now. And if you guys want to join that history, you should be listening to the show live on Saturday nights and Wednesday nights on twitch.tv/videogame_bang. Web, take it away.
So big news today coming out of Sony. Well, I guess somewhat big news. The PlayStation announcement. So we finally know what PlayStation Neo is. PlayStation Neo is actually going to be called the PlayStation 4 Pro.
That was going to be the PlayStation Slim.
So stupid. But continue.
It's for pro gamers, Aaron.
Oh, okay.
It's All for right. the pro gamers.
All right.
It says it in the name.
So stupid.
So it's going to stand alongside the PS4, but it's going to bring 4K and HDR capabilities. The same game discs are going to work, the same downloadable content. Everything's going to work just fine. It's just going to have a little bit of extra stuff. The CPU clock rate is going to have, it's going to be boosted. It's going to have a 1 terabyte hard drive and more than double the power of the PS4 GPU. So a little bit more powerful.
I can see why they call it Pro.
But for what?
Damn it, you missed your calling. Marketing.
I know, right?
We're going to call it the PlayStation 4. Pro. This is why you call it Pro.
If you buy this and you have a PlayStation 4 already,
right,
and you don't have, I guess, a 4K, no, I take it back. If you buy this and you have a PlayStation 4 already,
yeah,
there's no purpose for you to buy
so
this.
So why? What if you are going up for it and you don't have any PlayStation products whatsoever?
Then you're then fine. Then you can buy a PlayStation Pro.
But yeah. You're probably going to be spending too much on it.
Oh, no, totally. Like the PS4 will just go down in price, if
yes.
anything.
Well,
hopefully.
So the PS4 Pro is going to be...
$700.
No, $399.99.
How much is the...
$400.
$400?
Yeah,
oh, so 400. Then...
So
it's 400. No. The regular one?
No, the regular one...
That's what I was asking.
I don't
yeah.
know what it is right now.
Is it like $299 maybe? It's got to be $100
less. So the Slim, let me jump ahead then. The Slim is exactly the same as the current PS4.
Okay.
It's 30% smaller, but the internals are the same. Okay. The only difference besides it being smaller is that it looks like it might be easier to swap out the hard drives. Yeah. But if you don't do that, then it's not that big of a deal. That's going to be $299.
Okay.
So, $300 versus $400.
Yeah, they're priced.
How about, we don't know the, OG
The PS4 fat.
The PS4, no, so the Slim is going to be replacing the OG PS4.
But there's still going to be fats out there. But if I wanted to go to, GameStop and get a used one, then it's probably...
Then you can. Then if you get a used one, then you're probably looking at...
way cheaper.
$250. No, not way cheaper.
It's all just more
it's not.
Money.
$50 less, most
it's
likely,
all about that dinero.
It doesn't make any sense to get one if you already have one.
So, okay, well, hang on. Hold on to the not making sense, because it's going to make even less sense in a minute. But first, so the following titles are going to have HDR and 4K support. There's a whole list of them. I'm just going to touch on a few. Spider-Man, the new Spider-Man game.
Okay, cool.
For Honor, Watch Dogs 2, Horizon Zero Dawn, Call of Duty Infinite Warfare, Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare Remastered, Call of Duty Black Ops 3, FIFA, Battlefield 1, Final Fantasy.
So everything you'd expect.
The thing, I don't know.
Are they exclusive?
No, those aren't.
No, they're not exclusives. Oh, well, and you could still get them and play them on a regular PS4.
Yeah.
It's just if you play them on a PS4 Pro.
They're going to look cooler.
They look cooler, yeah, because you're playing in a higher
so
res.
Basically what they have to be doing is same thing most PC games will do when they start up and they automatically search for your hardware configuration and then set themselves, except you won't have the option in the PlayStation. More than likely, it'll just boot up. The game will be like, oh, shit, it's a pro. Let's put on this, enable that, enable this shade. Let's do that.
Go hard.
Damn. Where are you for our marketing? Because PlayStation Pro, go hard.
Go hard.
Damn.
Go hard. Graphics
she might be
settings.
Replacing Stephen for our marketing guy.
Stephen's still up there, but he's got
to run for his money.
No, I don't really play consoles anymore. I only do PC and Steam and whatnot.
Oh, and we love you for it.
Yeah. It's easier.
But all of this isn't really going to make any difference if you don't have a 4K capable
TV.
The TV,
yeah.
Exactly.
It's just like buying 3D glasses if you don't have a 3D TV.
Exactly.
It's.
But even more so, every PS4 will be HDR capable with a firmware update next week.
So we can actually do what now?
You can have HDR capability on any
on your
PS4.
Regular PS4?
On your regular PS4, on PS4 Slim, on the PS4,
okay.
Go Hard Pro,
Go
all
hard
of it.
HDR.
all of the PS4s.
Dear Sony, you're welcome.
We'll have HDR.
Okay. It's something we didn't have
I don't
before,
fully
so
even
yeah.
understand what that is. HDR, is it just some sort of newfangled HD?
The first time I saw HDR was on cameras. It was with photography. So
oh, okay.
It
is
helps.
It the same principle?
I think so.
Okay.
I'm
you
willing
can take
to assume
now?
It is. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Really grainy ones.
Additionally, Netflix is going to be updating their PlayStation 4 app to include 600 hours of 4K content, including Marvel's Luke Cage.
Man,
YouTube is also developing an app for the PS4 Pro that supports 4K content.
I just went to BestBuy.com. You know, just I'm looking at it right now, and I typed in 4K 3D TV, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to now sort by cheapest to highest.
Just do 4K.
Yeah,
you don't
say
need
why
3D.
Do you want 3D?
Yeah, you don't need 3D. Just
That's
do
the
4K.
Of the dinosaurs.
4K. Yeah,
but if you're gonna go, you gotta go horde.
Yeah, but
Jessica just taught me that.
3D game.
I didn't know
yeah, but
doing
the
3D anymore.
Doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, because
it's not 3D games.
Okay, let's go price to low to high. Let's see how.
$1,500 for the lowest, right?
No, now it's showing me fucking DVDs.
Well, there you go.
This is why. You should have just let me keep it the way I had it. But for an HD, 4K, 3D TV, the cheapest that it existed for was $2,000.
Yeah.
Dang.
That sounds about right.
So.
And 4K to me, it kind of looks like, remember when Blu-ray first came out and it was kind of like weird? It looked too real. Now
you
we're used to it.
You can see the pores in the skin and you're like, ah.
4K is bad.
That's
for
what it's like.
Movies like Harry Potter. Anything with CG.
Anything you can see the CG. I remember seeing the first Fantastic Four on Blu-ray for
and
the
you're
first
like,
time.
Wow, how
and
grainy
like,
and weird does the Silver Surfer look?
CG.
Yeah,
CG.
It looks bad.
Yeah,
it looks really, really bad. And I don't know if the technology is just a little behind or something like that, but That illusion is lost.
What they're doing, it's like taking an old game. It's like taking a original Xbox game and porting it to.
It's like shining a turd.
Yeah, it's like shining a turd. You polish a turd, it's still a turd.
It doesn't work, guys. I've tried.
It doesn't work. Or it has. We walked in on him doing it today.
Well, let's move on again. We're just gonna.
It's, I already said sorry.
I say buy with caution.
Butt stuff
for the people that want to get the Scorpio and the Pro.
I say if you don't have a PlayStation, then go for the Pro because it's gonna be the same price as if you were to buy an original PlayStation. Yeah.
Well, buy an original PlayStation. It's $100 cheaper.
Or buy the Slim. It's $100 cheaper.
Save you $100.
Or just be a PC gamer. That's fine too.
Save you $2,100.
If you care about graphics. Which is some people do.
You have money to burn.
Which the majority of the people do. I think those.
See, there's a game too that I played at San Diego Comic Con, ReCore, I think is made for people who like graphics because it looks really pretty. But I didn't like the gameplay.
You didn't like ReCore?
You didn't like ReCore? I did.
That was the one where you take the power cell or whatever out of different things and put it into different robots and stuff.
ReCore is going to be good. Like the demo we played was. Very limited. Like, we only got two of the robot guys.
Yeah.
What I think might get a little bit old, though, is the fact that, it's very much, a red bad guy? Switch to the red ammo to do more damage.
Right.
Oh, yellow bad guys. Let's switch to yellow and do more damage with yellow.
But it
was a good, pretty decent puzzle platformer. So if you are into the puzzle part
maybe
and trying
that's
to,
what it was. I didn't like that.
But there are different games for different people. I like puzzles and stuff.
Even though, like, you're into puzzles, I like puzzles too, it might get a little boring because it's like, the yellow puzzle.
But you only got, like, a little tiny snippet of the game. Like, it could be cooler than that.
I played about 30 minutes, and it was a very short part.
Because they're not going to put everything they got on the demo, you know.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fun. The auto-aiming, it was very more of a puzzle game than it was even a shooter because even though you're shooting, there's no, like, aiming necessary. No. The auto-aim is so, like,
perfect for me.
Yeah. How do we get talking about that? What's next, Webb?
We're going to go into the world of eSport. Why didn't you just blow lint on me?
No, it came from the sky.
It was a gift from above.
We're going to the world. We're professional.
So hardcore. Go hard. Go hard.
eSports. Over the weekend, the best of the best in the world of Call of Duty eSports went head-to-head. In the COD World Championships in Inglewood. And the U.S.
Inglewood! Did they just put them in the street and let them run from this danger?
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, okay.
All right, let's see if all this training worked.
It did not.
After a thrilling 4-day... Can you imagine campers in real life?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they get shot.
If you put, like, Call of Duty, like, hardcore players in, like, a, like, war zone.
An actual war zone, yeah.
I don't think a lot of them can run.
And they're trying to respawn.
I get another life, right? Oh, okay.
How do I get my gear back, guys?
Why isn't my wound just healing itself after 30 seconds? This really hurts.
So, 4-day competition came to a close on Sunday with Team NVS from North America defeated Splice from Europe.
Nice.
Claimed cool names.
So Team America. Right?
Claimed the winner's share of $2 million, which
between
the winner's
how many?
Share, I think it was 10 teams, so the winner's share was $800,000.
Oh, there's a, okay.
It breaks down. Yeah, it's like the lottery. Yeah.
Okay.
How many people on a team?
Yeah. No. There's 10 teams to break apart.
Yeah, but how many people are on a team?
I think there was like five.
Five or six? Yeah. Even though splitting $800,000 between five or six
That's
people
not bad.
For playing probably
playing a game.
The most cancerous video game out right now.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
No, that's League of Legends.
Shots fired.
It's the biggest purse in COD history, too.
Really?
So that's the biggest amount of money, yeah. On top of the historical winner's pot, the 2016 Call of Duty World League Championship marks the end of the league's first year. It was also the first time in Call of Duty history that a European team joined a North American team in the finals. Splice climbed its way to the number 2 spot after knocking out American favorites FaZe Clan in Rise Nation.
That makes sense. Mm. It totally just seems like an American ruled game.
It does. Yeah. It really does. Call of Duty.
All right. That was our web stories. Is that what we've called? Do we have we need to start naming our segments and getting theme songs. We're slipping. If you guys are out there listening to this podcast or you're in chat and you are like a good composer, hit me up. on one of our social medias because we have some work.
We all need our own theme song. Like, you know when Princess Leia comes on screen and they play Leia's song?
Yeah.
Luke comes on screen and they play Luke's song. We need that.
Yeah. I didn't know they all had theme songs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I only knew
and they're called, like Leia's song.
Yeah.
I only knew the Empire.
Boom.
Yeah.
Boom. Boom.
That's the
That's called
boom,
Vader's song. Boom,
boom, is that boom. Vader's?
No, it's like no. The Imperial March.
Yeah, the Imperial March. Yeah, that's
but
the
they
most
play
classic.
It anytime you see Vader.
Yeah. Yeah, they play it anytime you see anybody bad, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
All the time.
Except
time.
For Maul. I don't think they played it when
Maul
came out.
Yeah, that was all.
No, that's Duel of Fates, isn't it?
And that's what I think. When I think Darth Maul, I think of that song.
Okay.
He changed the game.
Yeah, he did.
Big time.
let's see. The next segment we have, which we skimmed on last week, and I feel terrible about it, but this is Jessica's Wednesday comic book corner. Whoa.
Well, okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah, so
she's like, "Well, that's
all right." So I have a few books that are actually not mainstream publishers.
Oh, you're such a
hipster. But then I do have one mainstream publisher, and I'm stoked about it, and you'll hear why.
I think I know who it is.
I'm sure if you know me, you can guess what came out today.
It's Disney.
It's butt
stuff.
Wait,
no.
Hang on.
Nope, came out today.
It switched to two. I may or may not know. I'm pretty sure I think I know.
I'll give you a hint. Spider-Gwen came out last week.
Okay. Then I know who it is.
All right. Anyways, so the first one is from Vertigo. You may or may not be familiar with Fables. So it was a Telltale Games, The Wolf Among Us.
Yeah,
but it actually came from a comic book. And Fables is an amazingly rich story. Basically, it is this world of fairy tales. Like, there was a war in the fairy tale world, and they all came to New York City. And so they're living...
squatters.
Yeah, they're living in this little, like, magically cloaked area of New York City, and they have to constantly battle this enemy, this darkness that is coming from their world and trying to eliminate all the fables and take over, essentially. And they have like a farm where all of the animal fables stay, like
it's
all the
dark.
Ones.
So very much like the Telltale game.
Yeah.
Well, it is.
Okay.
That's
yeah.
Based. It's, that ripped basically
yeah.
straight out of the comic books. As much as Walking Dead.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you've seen Once Upon a Time, like I like Once Upon a Time, but it is a direct ripoff of Fables.
The Fables
yeah.
much grittier.
Oh,
much
Fables
grittier.
Is dark.
Yeah.
It is. It's very adult. Like, there's nudity in the comics. Like, there's all sorts of gore.
Little piggies.
Yeah, naked piggies. anyways, so but for anybody who's a Fables fan, the original storyline ended. So now we had like The Wolf Among Us was a little like spinoff. That kind of was like, this is what the game is, but in comic form. And then this is Fables Ever After. So this is kind of like more of the aftermath, some little extra series. We've had a lot of spin-off series of like, there's a Cinderella one. There's one called Fairest that dealt with a lot of like the female characters. But there is so much material in this world. And it is one of the best books, Fables, in the comic world ever. It's so good.
So is this a one and is it going to continue?
Yeah, so this is number one. And then it's going to continue. I don't know if it's actually continuous or if it's like one of 10 or something like that. I'll have to like go back and look. But it is not written by the same author, nor does it have the same, artist. However, it is the same world. So, nice. And so far the first issue is promising.
And if you guys have not played Wolf Among Us, I think that was super underrated.
Yeah, it was good.
As far as all those Telltale games go, like the Walking Dead ones are good and everything. Game of the Year totally deserved it. But the Wolf Among Us was really
good. Yeah, the
Fables
world is amazing. And like, I'm sure, I haven't played the game. I'm sure it was great. But if you liked the game, please go read the comic books because they're all in compendiums now. They're in graphic novels. They're in hardcover special editions. And it is one of the best storylines you will ever read.
How long did the really comic good. Run last?
A long time. Really? I think it ended like 150 or something like that. But you can get them all. And they had so many, like the Cinderella ones are a compendium. There's Jack of Fables, which there's one character called Jack, and he was Jack and the Beanstalk. Jack, something else. Like every single Jack in the fairy tale world, that was him.
Oh, it was the same. It was
like
one Jack
be nimble, Jack be quick. Yeah, so it's one dude, and it goes and sees his adventures because he's a total asshat. Like, it's such a good, deep storyline, and it's incredibly underrated. So go read Fables for sure.
Yeah. If you're still in the chat room, LB from Oblivion Comics and Coffee, put that one on my reserve list.
Yeah. Well, it is definitely.
Same here.
Well, Ever After, Fables Ever After, you can buy now. But regular Fables has been discontinued. It is done. It has ended.
So they can't even order more?
You can order the graphic novels.
Yeah.
But most of the single issues are probably sold out. Maybe the last couple issues are still hanging around there, but if you can find number one.
I'm okay with the graphic novels.
Yeah, no.
And honestly, like, I preferred the graphic novels. Like, I bought all of the regular Fables. Like, I completed my collection. But I bought the graphic novels, too, because it's such a deep storyline. You don't want to stop to open another book. Like, you want to just keep going. It's so good. Just like Saga. Saga's another one that's just, like, read it as a graphic novel because you're not going to want to wait for the next episode issue.
Next episode. They're basically episodes. Hey.
All right, next. Here we have it. Supergirl.
Called it.
Rebirth. Go figure.
Yes. So I highlighted the actual Rebirth title, and then this is the number one of her ongoing series.
It's not confusing at all.
Thank you, DC, for confusing everyone. It's really good. So this
issue.
Are
you just saying that?
No, I'm not. This issue is really powerful because it kind of goes like half and half. Like, it'll show what she's doing on Earth and how they basically want her to live like a human. Like, she cannot use her powers. She tries to save somebody and they like reprimand her for it, the government. They're trying to get her to live like a human. So it shows like her life on Earth and then exactly what she did in Krypton. You know, like her at school, this is what she's learning, how she has to dumb herself down in Earth and then how she excelled in Krypton. Like, it was a really powerful issue highlighting kind of like how her life is changing and showing you like who she is and how she's growing on Earth. And I really, really digged it. And I'm not just saying that because I didn't like New 52 Supergirl. Didn't like it at all. So this is really good book.
Meantime, Aaron loved New 52 for Supergirl.
Yeah, that angry Supergirl.
I dig the this rage. Art style, though. I do like this.
Yeah, the art is amazing. I believe Sterling Gates is doing the artwork.
If you guys are in chat,
amazing.
If you're watching live on Twitch, which you guys should be by now, the artwork is beautiful.
Yes, it's amazing. And it's inside, it's beautiful, too. It's really a good book, especially for her. It really takes me back. Okay, next we have an Image book. Image. So this is called Eclipse. Image Comics has been a real powerhouse. Like, it's been probably, like, I would say the third publisher under DC and Marvel. Image is responsible for books like The Walking Dead, Outcast. There's a bunch of TV shows that are spawning from Image.
Are they
books.
Doing the one you did a few weeks ago?
No, that's Dark Horse. Dark Horse does a lot of, like, the video game comics. So Tomb Raider, Dragon Age, they're
they
all
were a
Dark
strong
Horse.
Third before.
Yeah, because they had Star Wars. Yeah. And then and they Spawn, lost Star right? Wars yeah. to Marvel. So now Image has really popped in there. Like, Vertigo, the Fables book is actually like a spinoff of DC. Like, it's DC's indie kind of thing. But Image just stands alone. And Top Cow. I don't know if anybody's familiar with Top Cow. They had titles like Tomb Raider and Witchblade was Top Cow.
I've seen the name.
They kind of died and got like sucked into Image. So Image now has like Top Cow titles too. So Eclipse is a really interesting book. Like, I was totally enthralled with this storyline. I literally just picked up number one. This isn't one that I actually ordered. And I think I'm going to start ordering it. It's by Zach Kaplan, and it's about the society where there was a giant solar flare, and it just killed billions of people, and now the society has to live underground and only at night. And there are certain guys, like, on here, there's this guy in a little, like, spacesuit-looking thing called, like, Icemen, and they wear these ice suits, and they're the ones who go out during the sunny times, daytime, to go repair things. And now somebody started killing people. And
as always.
Yeah, yeah, like, I mean, but it's really cool. Like, he's leaving them out to, like, burn in the sun. And so this guy's like, okay, well, we have to protect the one person they're gunning after and figure out who's doing these murders. Like, they're really gritty and gruesome. They're literally melting people.
Holy crap.
And it's a really good book. And the ending is kind of like, What just happened? I want to see where
it's
this
Mickey
is
Mouse
going.
Been
like,
yeah, kind of like Brings It. Like, I don't want to spoil it because it was really like, oh, geez. Yeah. I want to see where this is going.
And that's the first one, right?
Yeah, so this is number one. It came out today, so it should still be in the stores, Fosho, but Eclipse. And then the last one I have to talk about is another Image book called Glitter Bomb. Now, it has the title Glitter Bomb, but I have no clue why.
That doesn't sound like something that Aaron would go
Glitter Bomb.
Get. Or myself included in that one. No, sell us on it. Because, so, you know, I like to judge books by the covers.
You know, this one was pretty interesting. It started off with a woman in an office talking to her agent or a guy in the industry of, like, acting and stuff. And basically saying, like, well, you're middle-aged. You're, you know, you're not really pretty, like, you're not attractive anymore, like, why should we even represent you? Like, we're done with situation. You. Like, show me something that is wowed about yourself. And then she literally opens her face and, like, pierces his face with her, like, tongue appendage thing. Like, that's how it starts.
Holy shit.
And you're like, what was that?
Well, he asked for something.
And then it kind of just goes through, like, how she got to that point where it's, like, 6 days later or earlier. Yeah. And then it shows you how she kind of got to that point.
I hate that in movies.
But it doesn't really give you a lot of context. Like, it kind of shows you, like, she attacks a few other people during, like, her time trying to figure this out. But it really was a kind of a confusing storyline to me. And it kind of was something that I've seen before. Like, her, like, appendage thing reminded me a lot of, like, the vampire guys from The Strain or something very Resident Evil. And number one really didn't sell me. Glitter Bomb.
I like that you went with...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It it really didn't sell me all that much.
So it doesn't explain...
No, it doesn't, like, really explain... you don't even get why it happened, anything. It gives you nothing. It just gives you, like, a little... Like, it literally ends with the same scene that it begins with.
So it's just one giant exposition?
Yeah. But, I mean, obviously, there's going to be more. There are more issues. They're going to explain what's going on. Like, there are a lot of things that, like, she, like, kills someone and then goes directly back to her house, like, covered in blood. And nobody questions why she's covered in blood. And she doesn't, like, she doesn't question, like, oh, my gosh, like, what happened? Maybe I should, like, rethink my life at this point because this is really crazy.
Yeah.
She just keeps on with her life and it keeps happening. And I'm like, why? So I don't know. I just really wasn't too sold on this one. So that was Glitter Bomb. Also, Glitter Bomb, I have no clue. Like, I was expecting some glitter at least. Maybe even a bomb.
and we didn't even get a bomb?
Nope, no bomb. So that one was kind of a miss for me. But Eclipse totally like redeemed Image this week because it was real good.
On the Jessica buy list is the comic of the week Eclipse for you?
Yes.
All right. You heard it.
Show.
Go support your comic books, paperback. You know, that's the way to do it. You can't just go download everything or read the wikis like Aaron. You need to go make that commitment to, like, how much is it? $3? $5?
Yeah, $3 to $4.
For the price of a cup of coffee.
For the price of a PSL.
You can keep Stan Lee rich. Piece of history, artwork, culture. Like, literally, you can open up a comic book from the 90s, and the ads in the comic book will bring you back to the 90s. You'll be like, oh my God, I remember that.
That's pretty cool.
You know, so go buy a piece of history. Even if, like I said, I do graphic novels for my favorite series because I hate waiting, but I still buy the single issues to have them, you know, or even buying a graphic novel is still supporting your publishers and your local shops. So go do that.
So we did a contest on social media the last week, and it was called the hashtag Webface Challenge. We're going to be doing more stuff like this and doing bigger and better giveaways, but we want to scale the giveaways based off of participation. So the more of you that participate in these goofy contests, the bigger the prizes are going to be. Something from Antlion, maybe something from Corsair, maybe some discount coupons for Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Who knows what it can be? But this week it's going to be a Funko Pop vinyl. And basically what we asked everyone to do was submit their best hashtag David Webface. Because I was on the lines one day and I saw the web has a very distinct look to his face. So can you please, I'm gonna go to the webcam right now. Go ahead and do the that's exactly it right there.
Juice Steel.
Typically he's holding like a Starbucks. He's in a car. Usually a must is he has to be in a car with whatever he's digging on.
And a hat. And where's the hat?
The hat I forgot today. I was running late this morning.
So we had some great results. We're gonna let the chat decide who wins. We're going to go to another camera angle right here. And as you can see, these were some of our contenders. Obviously, Jessica nailed it.
Ignore me.
I think the glasses might have been a smidge too big, but it may be because your head is so small.
Sorry, they were the only hipster glasses I had.
Yeah.
Aaron failed.
Aaron did his best.
Aaron does what Aaron does.
Does the Starbucks cup say web on it?
No. It doesn't. First of all, it doesn't even say Aaron on it. She misspelled my name.
See, it's Karen.
I would have been like, all right, I need you to put Web, W-E-B-B, put that there.
It says
then
A-Ron.
You may have been a contender.
You think things out. Like,
I'm too detailed.
Like Laura. Laura.
Laura's the best.
filled in like actual like scruff.
She's the best.
She was unshaven.
The best.
So you guys could see so this is our first entry right here. This handsome gentleman, I believe his name is Jason, in the top right corner. I think he kind of nailed it. Not gonna lie. I think he did a great job. This one is Game Set Match right there. I think he's in chat right now. The bearded, he's got a beard that rivals that of our own Alexander Bags.
That's true.
He actually maintains his.
His looks like it's actually neat and clean. Alex just like wakes up in the morning, just fluffs
he's
it
a
up.
Freaking nuts.
Picks some candy out of it.
Yeah.
we have Mr. Scott right there in the middle, as you can see. Red hat, looks good. He's got the Star Wars stuff in the background, which is very web.
Yeah.
The smirk is on point. And then I think my favorite one right there is LB from chat, right there in the middle.
Ridiculously.
Did you see that one, Aaron?
Oh, no. I literally just said like 2 minutes ago, she's the best one.
She went all out. She put like the painting on her face. I thought that was Photoshop.
And, no, she just didn't shave. She just let it grow out.
Terrible.
That is cold.
It's 2016,
yeah, I didn't go that hardcore. I just found some glasses and popped out the lenses. Bam, web.
Bam, web.
Mine don't even have lenses in them.
I see that glare.
Our original entry here, I don't know what this man was going for. Christopher Ball really went ham. I don't know where he like fashioned some paper into some glasses.
That is like a top hat.
Like ingenuity right there. It's fine,
it is
though.
Ingenuity.
That's ninjanuity. And you can see it right there next to the real David Webb face. I think if we're going on as far as like accuracy, like who can be Webb's doppelganger, I think Jason.
Jason nailed it.
He kind of nailed it. Like the glasses and everything.
I don't know. LB was very creative.
Yeah. LB was creative.
LB was showing that anybody can be a web.
All right,
if
what's,
they try.
What's chat saying, though?
I haven't seen anyone vote yet. So, chat, let us know who you think won in the comments. We're going to take care of all that business and stuff in the post show. But for those of you listening to the podcast, where are you at? Come join us here. Have some fun with us on twitch.tv/videogame_bang. Follow us on Twitter @videogamebang, facebook.com/videogamebangbang. Keep your eye on our YouTube because we have a video coming out very shortly. Aaron, you want to give people a little teaser?
A lot of anime, a lot of descriptions, a lot of losers,
a lot of cringe.
No. We actually had some very good contestants all the way through.
No cringe, though? Come on, it's SAC anime. You need the cringe.
But do you?
The cringe.
You can also read Aaron's recap article on VGBstudios.com.
Also, you can, yeah.
Along with our photo gallery. I'm not much of a photographer. I'm not a photographer, but my wife let me walk around with her very expensive camera, and I took as many pictures as humanly possible of some great cosplay. Lots of Overwatch. I did a little mini shoot with the Jessica.
I posed with a trash can. Go look at me posing with that trash can.
And the real photographer, like, he was like, no, no, you
do not.
There's
a dumpster in the back.
There's a dumpster in the background. Do not take that shot.
I was like, don't you know that I'm trash?
Oh. No, I was like, I like the contrast.
Yeah.
You take the trash, something ugly.
Go look at me with the dumpster.
Very artistic of you.
It's not the first time I've taken photos of dumpsters.
Artistic. Artistic.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I was used to
what
my dad used to call me. what else we got people look forward to? Patreon.com, help support the show. Patreon.com/videogamebang. It helps us do these conventions, helps us afford the prizes and all that good stuff. Thank you, everyone. It was a great show. And we're going to be posting the live audio from SAC Anime sometime this week. For the real David Webb, Jessica the Maid of Might, Aaron Carter, my name is Corey Vincent saying you just got banged.